Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you. Thank you for being with us in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast and answering the phone. Should it ring? And that number, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing really well. It's hard to hold, but I have the strength to hold up this massive survey by the U.S. Census Bureau. And I'm looking at question on page 44, question number 32 on page 44. How did this person usually get to work last week? Car, truck, or van, bus, subway, or elevated rail, long-distance train or commuter rail, light rail, streetcar or trolley, ferry boat, taxi cab, motorcycle, bicycle, walked, worked from home, or other method. Now, there's no box for home-built aircraft. There's no box for jetpack. There's no box for skateboard. Okay. No box for skis. And there's no box for hitchhiking. This
you
thing
forgot
is
about the husky sled.
I'm sorry?
You forgot about the husky sled.
Yeah, right. Well, right. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Is this person a citizen of the United States? Yes, born in the United States. Yes, born in Puerto Rico, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, or the Northern Marianas. Yes, born abroad of U.S. citizen parents, parent or parents. Yes, U.S. citizen by naturalization. I wonder if Barry Satoro had to fill this out. You know.
How about the 2 million illegal immigrants that have apparently come across the border?
Mm-hmm.
Since creepy Uncle Joe, you know, finagled himself into the White House by fraud.
Yeah, yeah. Here's one.
I wonder if they have to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Question number 14 on page 41. Does this person speak a language other than English at home? Why at home? Why not does this person speak a language other than English? Why isn't not just period? So does this person speak a language other than English at home? Yes or no? Then what language? Then it goes on, for example, Korean, Italian, Spanish, Vietnamese. How well does this person speak English? Very well? Well, not well, not at all. Huh. This is the most invasive thing I've seen in a long time. What is the highest degree or level of school that this person has completed? No schooling completed. Nursery school, kindergarten, grades 1 through 11, and you have to specify. 12th grade, no diploma. High school graduate, regular high school diploma, GED or alternative credential. College or some college. Some college credit, but less than a year of college credit. One or more years of college credit, no degree. Associate's degree, bachelor's degree, after bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree beyond bachelor's degree, a doctorate degree. Huh. And so what this is a dossier of who is living at that address. And it's a dossier of what language they speak, and they can tell where they came from. They can tell the relative wealth by the number of vehicles and the value of the vehicles. They can tell the relative wealth by the amount of money that that person spends on heating and rent or mortgage payment, whether it's an apartment or a house, whether it's a single-family house, a row house, you know, like a townhouse. How many acres they want to know? They want to know a lot. And if I had one of these, I would not be willing to complete it unless I was under duress. And I, you know, yesterday I wrote this response, Gwyneth, and I wanted to run this by you. Here's the response. Quote, the numeration requires, quote, the enumeration required by the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 2 is, and then there's a number. So, like, you know, how many people are there? I could put 10, right? I'd put whatever the, if I did this, I'd put whatever the accurate number is. Second paragraph. Additional information required in the 48-page American Community Survey may be available by contracting for consulting service at the hourly rate of $10,000 per hour with an 8-hour minimum to be paid in U.S. currency in advance. Further contact at this address begins that contract. That's it. Any comments?
I think that's a very clever response.
Really?
And if I were in that situation, I might consider using it.
Well, I had a lot of time yesterday. I had a couple. Yeah, I had a couple free hours yesterday morning. Rich Sheban was on, so I had a lot of free time.
Yeah, I listened to yesterday's broadcast. I listened to it as I was, you know, chopping wood and giving the horses their hay, and all of these sorts of activities that are part of my daily round of being. And that's what I do. I normally, in the morning, I download USA Prepares on the Alex Jones Show. And that is my radio that I listen to while I'm working. And so that's how I operate.
I appreciate that.
It helps to make the day go a bit sort of, it helps to give me something to listen to as I'm working.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what it does. And it's probably more interesting to listen to than the top 40 hits.
Yeah, yeah. Just repeat and repeat and repeat, right? So, Gwyneth, you mentioned to me on the phone, off the air, something that was just jaw-dropping, shocking. And that was the price of gasoline per liter. So there's roughly 4 liters per gallon class. How much did it go up per liter?
It went up by 50 cents per liter. And that
overnight?
Just as they ended the last round of Victorian lockdowns, which was about 10 days ago, approximately. And, you know, because the streets of Melbourne, the reason why they had to end the lockdown was about 200,000 or 300,000 people just descended on the CBD, on the Melbourne CBD, and peacefully marched through it from one end to the other. in a lockdown protest to say we're not going to take this anymore, you know. That there was no violence, no windows were broken, you know, nobody got smashed up. But there were so many people descended onto the Melbourne CBD that the police, there was nothing that they could do about it. They had to back off, and they had to end the lockdown. And the lockdown ended within about, 24 hours after that. But in retaliation, the price of gasoline, of petrol, randomly spiked to around about $1.80 per litre from its regular price of around about $1.27 to $1.30 a litre. That's the regular price for gasoline here. And it randomly spiked to over $1.80 a litre. And I believe that that was the oil companies who run the show. It's the Rockefellers there. The foundation of the Rockefeller wealth was through Standard Oil, okay, which became the biggest oil company in the world. And it's the Rockefellers who are running this whole coronavirus idiocy. They are the ones, if you follow the money back, they're the ones who funded the Wuhan lab. They're the ones who fund the entire pharmaceutical industrial complex. It's, you know, very easy information to verify. I'm not saying anything shocking here, but that was what happened, and I believe that it was a shot across the bow to the Victorian populace to say, well, you wanna play hardball, well, let's see what happens when we do this. And 50 cents increase a litre equates to approximately $2 a gallon increase in the price of fuel from a baseline of around about, oh, I don't know, $5 a gallon. That's what we normally, approximately what we normally pay here for petrol. And so, yeah, to fill up your car in a 60-litre tank will cost around about $80. And around here, we consider that to be perfectly normal. So, you know, it really is jaw-dropping. And I don't think it has been reported on any U.S. media that that happened.
Now, just here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it anywhere. You know, John D. Rockefeller had family weddings, and back then. They used to handwrite invitations, hand address invitations. And my mother told me that John D. Rockefeller asked my mother to handwrite the invitations for one of the family weddings, the Rockefeller family weddings, because my mother's handwriting was absolutely distinctive and unique. It was really, really stylish. But that's just the way it was. And I don't know if she did it or not, but she was asked to do it. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, class, and Gwyneth is an author. She's a degreed scientist. And if you'd like to find her books, they're on Amazon. Her writing is as good as the finest novelist out there. I'm talking, and I'm serious. So if you're interested, the genre is piracy. If you're interested, you can go to Amazon. You can type in Amazon, comma, Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, space, Isaacs, I-S-A-A-C-S. And Gwyneth, do you want to mention that's a nom de plume or not?
Yes, it is a nom de plume. Okay, mm-hmm. And because I like my privacy, so it is a nom de plume, but it's a nom de plume that I've been using. I was using the nom de plume of Gwyneth Isaacs when Archie, my husband, was alive. And, gosh, he died in 2003. So that's how long-standing, that's how long I've been using that name online. And so back then there was no Facebook, YouTube, or anything like that. But I used to post on message boards, forums, and I used to have a group of like-minded and interesting people that I used to email. And my emails are quite something. If I do say so myself, I enjoy writing emails. And I have an email list of friends that I might email once in a while. But I do that because I enjoy writing. And I haven't written many books lately, but I still enjoy writing, and My inspiration is, if people want to know what my writing style is, if anyone out there is familiar with the television series Black Sails, I think that that is about the closest that you would get. And there is a reason why I didn't come across Black Sails until after these books were already written. But there's a reason why, and I actually like the TV series Black Sails. I think that it's a lot of fun, by the way. But there's a reason why my writing tends to resemble Black Sails, and that is because they have a common inspiration. And that is the work of Robert Louis Stevenson. I don't know if people in the class are aware that the whole Black Sails television series is intended to be a prequel to the novel Treasure Island, which is written by Robert Louis Stevenson. And I love Robert Louis Stevenson as an author. He is one of the great classics of English literature. And if you like Black Sails and you like Robert Louis Stevenson, then you'll probably like my novels. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it really does. And Gwyneth, you sent an email this morning. Would you mind, you mentioned that your emails are quite interesting. And the style that you write is unlike just about everyone else's email. For example, most people, when they write an email, it's choppy. It's what is the least number of characters I could type in order to almost get the message across. Yours is nothing like that. Do you mind if I read a couple sentences?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So this came in this morning. And it says, "Hi, Vincent. I just spoke to Mrs. Finelli. I think I'd like to discuss the issue of what to do with unemployment benefits and how to transition off them. I'd like to discuss what your income from such a stall might look like. Turnover, less expenses, and what those expenses might be. Dog food, yup. Chicken food, yup. Horse food, definitely, yup. Farm tools, uh-huh. New seeds and propagation stock, definitely. How about fencing and wire and tools? Yes. Unless I want Skippy and Bush Kangaroo and all of her friends to ruin my hard work. God bless. I'll speak with you soon. Gwyneth." That's just a small part of it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has issued a 60-day moratorium on renter evictions. The CDC said in a statement, the new ban applies specifically to U.S. counties with high levels of community transmission of the virus. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the CDC did not have the legal authority to extend an emergency moratorium on forced removals of people from their homes during the pandemic without specific authorization from Congress. President Barack Obama will celebrate his 60th birthday this weekend with a party in Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker thinks gathering now is a bad idea.
I can tell you, if I were invited, I would have declined.
Why?
Because I think 700 people at an event like that is not a good idea.
Former President Barack Obama has now scaled back his 60th birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, limiting the event to include only family and close friends. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On Friday, Amazon disclosed its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, revealing that Luxembourg's Data Protection Group, the CNPD, had fined a retail giant $886 million. The fine issued on July 16th is the largest on record under the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation laws. Amazon fired back, saying the decision to fine the company was without merit, and Amazon plans to defend vigorously in this matter. A long-lasting California wildfire has started to gain strength again. Brad Bernards reports.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas counties that crews have split up into two teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hillside here, and we're right near Highway 70 in Plumas County. Liz Amy Tree, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and she's live in Australia. She's up in the middle of the night every Wednesday, and I really appreciate your efforts to prepare and to teach us what life in the semi-arid desert of Australia is like, living in a mud brick farmhouse and providing your own water, providing your own off-grid electricity, maintaining all that equipment, fencing, and doing it with hand tools. Hose, pickmatics, shovels, rakes, etc. And there's one more sentence I'd like to read in Gwyneth's email from this morning. Here it is. I think you can see where this is going. And I know we've discussed this before, but people need to realize this is how every business on earth operates. Even though my little stall is really just a hobby, it earns me X dollars in profit, which is a very small amount, okay, after overheads per year. God bless. I'll speak with you soon, Gwyneth. So that's an email from Gwyneth. Who writes an email like that? Not too many people. Why? Because it takes effort. It takes effort to compose one's thoughts and type out more characters. But it's fun to read. It's pleasant to read. It's informative to read. It's not like those, I be going. You? Uh-huh. See ya. I mean, it's in the King's English, if you will. You know, and the words are complete. You know, the word you is not spelled the letter U. It's spelled Y-O-U. And it says, its closing is, God bless. I'll speak with you soon. Gwyneth. Now, what do most emails, they don't even close them. They don't even say B, the letter B, the letter C, BCNU, as in I'll be seeing you. This is complete. It has a nice opening, has a nice close. It's different from mine. Mine always start with the person's name, space dash, and then they end with thank you and Vincent. So, you know, it's kind of like, I read this article, Gwyneth, back in the 70s, about things that if you want to, you know, succeed in that job interview, there's certain things that you do. One is you don't wear loafers, slip-on shoes. You wear shoes with laces because loafers indicate laziness. And if you wear, a pair of dress shoes to work, they come with laces. And if you're too lazy to tie your shoes, you're probably too lazy to do a good job, at the job site. And so I don't think one needs to be lazy with thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S, rather than thank you. I don't think one should be lazy by saying T-H-X for thanks. I think the words thank you are appropriate. It's just good behavior. Gwyneth, any quick comments?
Yeah, I just write like this as a matter of course. And incidentally, that email was written literally within a half an hour of going to air. Mm-hmm. And it was written on my cell phone, which
wow.
I don't think you would have known that unless I had told you that.
No,
but
I wouldn't.
I mentioned to Sam. Yeah. It was written on my cell phone with me on the internet, on the internet, on the email provider that I have. And you log into their site and then they have a little keypad that comes up and you press the button, press those letters one by one.
Wow.
And that is how that email was written, and you would not have known it, would you?
So the fact that you are
using a cell phone for your email or for your text messaging is absolutely no excuse. And that was literally written within between about half an hour and 10, 15 minutes of going to air. Mm-hmm. So that whole email took me probably around about 20 minutes to write.
Well,
on my cell phone.
Did it take you 20 minutes to write or 20 minutes to type in? Because I have a feeling you had these thoughts, pretty quickly in your mind. Yeah. So, class,
I can think more quickly than I can type.
Well, on a cell phone, absolutely. Yeah, on a cell phone, absolutely. Yeah. And class, this email is in paragraph form, as if you're applying for a job and you really want to get that job. That's what this looks like. Okay, it's that high of a quality, if that would be the way I could describe it. So this thing must have been 4 feet long on your cell phone.
It's got a little scroll thing where you can scroll through to where you're at, and you press on the touch screen.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's so many words in it that it must have been 4 feet long. Of course, I'm exaggerating, but it was a really... from a cell phone perspective, now it's long. From an email perspective on a screen, it looks like a typed page, and it's formatted properly. And each paragraph is formatted properly with, you know, with periods and commas and etc. Bold. I mean, unless I'm not looking at it right. Well, anyway, it's pretty impressive. So, by the way, we have a caller. I don't know who the caller is because Jason hasn't answered yet. So, if you just want to stay with us. Jason will answer your call, and as soon as I see that the call is for us, I will put you on the air. So, Jason, we have a call. Gwyneth, you wanted to talk about the unemployment situation as well. Is that correct?
Yes. For one thing, remote work from home job opportunities in Australia are getting less. They're getting fewer, which is what I've noticed. And this was what prompted me to think about what I was going to do for some way to generate income, because as a condition of applying or receiving unemployment benefits in Australia, they make you look for a certain number of jobs per month. Okay, and these have to be genuine job applications. So I have X number of job applications that I have to file each month to apply to employers and genuinely look for work. And yes, they check it. Yes, they randomly call up the employers and ask, has so-and-so applied for work with you using this position? That's how they do it in Australia. And the unemployment benefits have no expiry. You can stay on unemployment benefits for as long as you like, but you must keep looking for work. And what I noticed, I was really quite worried earlier on in the month, especially when we had all these lockdowns, because the number of remote work from home genuine work opportunities had, you know, really, really decreased, hugely decreased. And I was really concerned that I was not going to be able to fulfill my quota of job applications. But then just today, my month for, you know, it goes by each month. And the deadline for my job applications finished tomorrow, or actually today now, Thursday. And I managed to find the number of jobs that I needed to apply for and put in the applications today. So, but I also had a telephone appointment with my employment service provider. And I had an idea for doing something to alleviate this situation of no work, because I can't stand having nothing to do. I really cannot stand it. And so what I have been doing is I have been taking my spade out to the paddock. And I've been digging trenches on my land, and I've been digging what I call mini dams, which is I find the way that the water naturally flows through the landscape, and I dig a hole there so that instead of the water flowing through the landscape, it flows down into the hole and soaks into the soil and makes a wet patch. in the soil. And then around that, you can plant things like trees. You can plant prickly pear cactuses. This is the Indian fig cactus, which is a really, really beneficial plant, which grows easily here and doesn't mind getting thirsty in the middle of the summer. And this is what I've been doing. And then I'll go and I'll plant vegetable seeds in my vegetable garden. And I've gotten rather good in our climate at making things grow, which is not easy to make things grow in this climate, because not only is it baking hot during the summer, but we're in a zone 9 climate, which means 9B climate, which means that we do have about 6 months of the year where we can get nights that go below freezing, and we actually do get frost here. And we get frost from about May to about October. So, yes, about 5 or 6 months of the year that we will get frost. So you can't grow things that are really, really frost-sensitive. And so tomatoes really, really struggle here, because during the summer it's too hot and too dry, and during the winter it's too cold. This is it. But I've managed to learn to grow a number of things here, particularly broad beans, kale. I mentioned the Indian fig cactuses do very well here, and a sort of other fruits and vegetables. Apples do well as long as the first few years you've got to keep the irrigation up to them. But once they're established, they tend to do quite well. They'll get their tap roots down to the subsurface water and then they're okay. But I had an idea of setting up a farm gate stall, and I'd like to discuss that when we get back.
When we come back, we've got Arjun on. We've got Arjun on hold.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Proving that you can speed dial USA Prepares Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m., is Arjun. Welcome, Arjun.
Hello, Vincent. I was wondering, like, if you buy, like, a cow, is it that, like, can you sell the milk of cow to some place, like, maybe to some organization? And, like, how much land would you need for cows? And, like, how would you keep them warm in winters?
Okay, let me make sure I understand the question. Did you say, can you sell a dead cow? Was that the question? One other question?
No. Like milk.
Oh, okay.
Cows. You know.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'll let Gwyneth answer that question because I don't know. The cows that we have black cows, and they are black Angus cows. And some people think that black Angus meat is the best there is. Some people will disagree with that. It could be just a lot of marketing hype that black Angus cows are the best, but black Angus cows were bred to be hardy. They were bred to be able to take the snow, the heat, you know, a lot of different weather conditions. And, we happen to, and they're somewhat gentle compared to other breeds of cows. So I really like the black Angus cows. I don't like short-legged cows, and I don't like long-legged cows. So higher off the ground they are, the more they can get hurt. The shorter to the ground they are, I just don't like the way they look. So I kind of like everything about the black Angus cows, and everybody's heard about them. So let me tell you a couple things about them. We started with black Angus cows. We bought, I think, 33 pregnant black Angus cows when we moved here to Missouri. And there's certain characteristics of cows that I like. I don't like cows that have ears that flop down like beagles, you know, the beagle dogs, the ears flopped out. I don't like that. It's just a personal preference. I can't say that it's good or bad. It's just something that I prefer. I prefer ears that just don't flop down. They look funny to me. So we bought, let's say, 33 cows, and we had them hauled in from Virginia, believe it or not, because I liked the way they looked. And from those 33 cows, over the years, we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cows. And it takes about, let's say, once a calf is born, it takes about a year for that calf to reach 600 pounds. And you can sell them at 600 pounds. You can sell them a little lighter than that. A 600-pound cow will bring roughly right now, $1.50, $1.60, $1.70 per pound if you were to sell it. That same cow, if you waited another year or two, would be at around 1,000 pounds, maybe 1,100 pounds. And the price would go down. They're worth less as they get heavier and older. So that cow at 1,100 pounds, 3 years old, might bring between $1.05 and $1.40. So that's how much cows bring right now. Holstein cows, which are dairy cows, bring less. They're bony. There's not as much meat on a Holstein cow, and they just don't bring very much on the market. How much will they bring? Between, let's say, 80 cents a pound at the 600-pound weight. If they weigh 1,000 pounds, they might bring 80 cents a pound. So there's a difference in the price that the market price that cows bring. Next question, I believe, is how much land do you need per cow? Well, that depends on the fertility of the soil and the water that's available, the rain, if you will. So if you have great rainfall and you have great fertility, you might get by with 1.5 acres per cow. You might have to feed hay in the winter. Now, in Missouri, where we have spotty rainfall, I mean, sometimes we get deluged with rain, and then we have a drought. So it's spotty. It's not as predictable as we would like. But we have heard some people need 3, 4, 5 acres per cow for grass. We get by with less, probably 1 to 1.5 acres per cow, because our soil right here just happens to be more fertile. We don't fertilize it, but we're really careful with how we manage it. And I'd like to talk a little bit about how we manage it, and I'd love to hear what Gwyneth has to say, and then more of your questions. Arjun in West Virginia. Arjun, I mean, you are taking the bull by the horns. I am so impressed with what you are doing, starting from, well, close to zero in terms of being a homeowner and doing everything yourself. I am impressed. And you're proving to the class that, yes, it can be done. We'll be right back.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.